Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you for this exercise, which we join delegations around the room in applauding for allowing meaningful discussion. Nevertheless, it is something of a vexed point to start on because it feels like yet again we are talking about definitions. So the UK would note our position that, and our understanding of a number of the positions in this group, that the substance of our discussion actually lies less in how the system is described, but rather in how the system with autonomous function might meet the requirement of IHL. We need to be clear that we're setting up a description to meaningfully guide this conversation around measures. It can't intrinsically assume a value judgment over the technology itself. If our description immediately lands on those, to use the words of other delegations in this room, fully autonomous systems, which would be necessarily banned, that is not what this exercise is about, and therefore we must be careful in the parameters of our description. In terms of describing the system with autonomous functions, I would make the point to start with that there is actually no meaningful definition of a lethal weapon in IHL. A weapon is equipment designed for use to apply offensive capability which may cause injury or damage. Arguing over degrees of lethality doesn't really add to that description. We'd agree with previous delegations in relation to the point of this description and remember that some of the sort of measures that we have seen would be measures which include regulation of technology and some which would include regulation of the use of weapons, but the focus of the conversation has been about autonomous weapons systems. The UK has been chewing over the final limb of the definition that we have up on the board, and trying to work out what is meant by further and direct intervention by an operator, and whether this might mean that we are inadvertently excluding semi-autonomous systems, which may well benefit from being included in any sort of best practice measures. In doing so, we have alighted on the third bullet, and we would ask the question of whether those points in the third bullet of identifying, selecting, and engaging are cumulative, or can any of these functions be autonomous to enable the system to come within our discussion? What we think the principles that this definition is starting to alight on is that we're looking at weapon systems which, once activated, perform some or all of the decision-making functions within an engagement process, such as detecting, identifying, selecting, and engaging, in order to apply force, without the requirement for, but not excluding the possibility for further human involvement. Noting that this description is not presumptive of a regulatory outcome, we would suggest that a description that addresses these principles would provide the most meaningful basis of our discussion about measures that may apply in the context of weapons and include functions that allow degrees of autonomy. Thank you, Mr. Chair.